I was working. I put in a fresh direct order. I don't know why it hasn't come yet. Jen's laptop was on the table, halfway between her and Max. She moved her coffee mug to clear a path and dragged over the laptop. Before she opened the screen, she reached out and smacked her 14-year-old son's free hand. Max was wearing a pair of massive blue headphones that dwarfed his skull, making him look like some kind of cyborg monkey as he shoveled cereal into his mouth while watching a martial arts video on his phone. Its cracked screen lay flat beside the cereal bowl, little pinpoints of splashed milk speckling the image of a shirtless, steroid-swollen man in a mohawk who was conducting a tutorial on the mechanics of an elbow smash to the face.
"What?"
Max snapped. "Quit staring at your screen." Jen scolded him as she clicked on the Fresh Direct link in her browser bar.
"You're staring at yours.
I'm staring with a purpose.
So am I."
What his mother didn't know, because Max would have sooner cut off a finger than explain it to her, was that the elbow to the face video was no idle entertainment. It was source material in a research project with serious implications for his future.
"I think we should all stop staring at our screens," Dan declared.
Jen's irritation at this, as if her husband wasn't about to spend the entire commute into Manhattan staring at his screen, was compounded by her simultaneous realization that $137.54 worth of food was still sitting in her Fresh Direct card. Somehow she'd failed to complete the order.
Shit.
What?
Bad idea. Don't admit that.
It takes forever to schedule this stuff.
She clicked on the next available delivery window and quickly finished the transaction as the headache she'd woken up with reasserted itself in a stab of pain just behind her left eyeball.
8 to 10 tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? What are we going to do until then?
Go to the store like normal people?
The words came out in a snarl. Jen knew counterattacking was a poor choice, but it was tough to act strategically with an invisible ice pick digging into her skull.
Who's going to go to the store?
Dan felt secure enough in his occupation of the moral high ground to ratchet up his tone from aggrieved to indignant.
Do you want to?
Dan sucked in his breath. For Jen to suggest that he buy weekday groceries 5 minutes before he left for work, with no chance of getting home prior to dinner, wasn't just logistically absurd. It was a violation of their marriage contract. According to the unwritten rules governing their relationship, Jen maintained the shopping list and bought all the groceries except on special occasions. Even then, they both knew it was a bad idea to let Dan shop alone. The pineapple salsa was proof of that. And assuming he did have both the time to shop and the mental bandwidth to make a list, which he didn't, given that he was facing a highly stressful workday of creative demands he hadn't yet figured out how to meet, if Dan accepted such a major offloading of his wife's household responsibilities onto his own plate, what would he get in return? If Dan bought groceries on a Tuesday, would Jen blow the leaves on Saturday? Would she file the insurance claim for Chloe's out-of-network therapist appointment? Would she, what the hell, let's put all our cards on the table here, quit chasing the financial crumbs of short-term consulting gigs and actually commit to going back full-time so he didn't have to keep shouldering 90% of their income burden? This was some nonsense.
When would I go to the store? We have to break 2 new stories today. The room could go till midnight.
Jen slammed her laptop shut, conceding defeat.
Settle down. I'm going to the store. Jesus.
I mean, is that a problem?
No, I'm on a deadline, but whatever. It's fine.
She got up from the table and gritted her teeth against the headache as she retrieved a pad of Post-its and a pen from the countertop.
A deadline for what? The Rutgers thing?
Yeah. That's why I didn't get to the store yesterday.
The Rutgers thing had been over for a week. Did I submit the last invoice? Need to check on that. But Dan didn't know this, so Jen figured it was safe to reanimate its corpse.